This is the Heal My Legacy podcast with JDJ. We are having conversations for parents who want to reclaim and heal the energetic legacy they leave their children. Because this is how you shift from causing scars to creating blessings. So you, your children, and future generations can really thrive. We're working on our energy skills in order to reclaim our peace and to cultivate peace all the time. So this is part three of the Energy Reset series. I'm going to start by reviewing what we've covered already, and then we're going to continue moving forward. In the first couple of days, what I talked about was using the very foundational energy skill of grounding, and talked about the definition of grounding and what grounding really is. So you can have a practice, for example, of imagining roots coming out of your feet and grounding into the earth. But a lot of times that technique doesn't help people and doesn't really help because we don't know how to troubleshoot that technique when it's not working for us. This set of videos is to talk to you not just about the technique itself, because the technique is pretty well known, but why doesn't it work for so many people? Why do people try it and then it doesn't have the good effect for them that it does for a lot of others? Remember that grounding means that we're coming back into our body. We're trying to ground just with our minds. And if we're distracted, then it's not really helping. We want to make sure that if we're going to ground, we come back into the body before even you start imagining your roots connecting to the earth. You want to make sure that you're in the body. One technique of making sure that you're in the body, which we talked about in day two, is to breathe. Feel the breath as it's coming in to your nostrils and then into your body. When you take a deep breath and when you focus on the breath, then what that does is it brings you back into your body. Now, I also talked about how sometimes when we do that, when we're back in our bodies, that doesn't feel good. And we start to feel anxious or we start to feel uncomfortable. Sometimes we can't even name the emotion or the feeling. We just know that it doesn't feel good. In the part two, I talked about how important it is for us to move that energy. First, notice what is coming up. When you start focusing in on your body, what are you feeling? And then don't focus in on that feeling for too long. You don't want to start going into the feeling, because one of the things that does is that is going to activate it even further. It's going to get bigger. We don't want to necessarily make that mistake. Now, you may be asking, well, but isn't that information about what it is that I need to be clearing or what I need to be healing or what I need to work on? And the answer to all of those questions is yes. However, when we are wanting to ground, we don't need to go there. When you are going to be focused on an energy clearing or you're going to be doing some internal work, then you may want to focus in on what it is that you're feeling and get more information. But for our purposes, and usually when we want to ground, we don't want to pay attention to it because we don't want to make it bigger. We don't want to dig deep. We don't want to delve in, because what happens is that we get distracted and we may go into the emotion, and that may just make us feel more anxious or more angry or more grief, whatever it is that feeling is about. And what we want to do is we want to move that energy down into the earth. When you move that energy down into the earth, then whatever is ready to be released is released. And that means that you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to work on it any longer. It's just going to release. And sometimes there is stuff to work on, but the heaviness of it tends to dissipate a little. And so you want to make sure that you are moving that energy into the planet. Give it back to Mother Nature. Give it back to the Earth. Now, I'm going to answer today some questions that I tend to get at this particular stage. Especially if you're a highly conscious individual, you will start to have some of these questions about what happens to the energy. Is it fair for me to, if I am feeling anger, is it fair for me to give that anger to the earth? Am I not being toxic and contaminating the earth with my anger or with my grief or with my anxiety, with my sadness, whatever it is that you're pushing into the earth? If you are coming up with some of those questions, or if you felt an imbalance in the energy and you didn't really, you weren't able to articulate those questions. I think most of us get to those questions eventually. Is this really a good thing for the planet? What I want to say is that, one, I want to acknowledge that you are sensitive to those issues. And certainly we want to, as we're developing these skills, we want to be conscious and conscientious of what it is that we're moving into the earth. But don't think that the earth is not capable of recycling your energy. We live in relationship to the earth. And for example, when you think about the trees, when you breathe in the oxygen, you don't hold your breath thinking, oh, like the carbon dioxide that I'm breathing out is going to harm the earth. No, we know that it benefits the trees, because that's part of what they use to then create the oxygen. We live in this co-creative and symbiotic relationship with the world around us. Now, yes, it's true that sometimes the energy that humans create does affect the earth. If there's a lot of people who are grieving, can that affect the earth? If there's a lot of people that are angry, can that affect the planet? And I think I'm an animist. I believe that the answer to that is yes. Then what do we do? What do we do when we're trying to move that energy into the planet, but we want to make sure that it's not harmful? Here's part of the technique. One of the things that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be creating a meditation, a download for you that incorporates all of these different techniques. But I want you to be trying them out yourself. Remember that what we're doing is you are taking a breath, focusing in on the breath, noticing what comes up in your body, in your shoulders, in your head, in your torso, in your belly, in your lower back, wherever you start feeling anything. As soon as you take the breath, you want to move that energy. This is where we can use our mind, and our mind is very powerful for this practice. Use your mind to start moving that energy down into the earth. If, again, you're being conscientious about how you're releasing that energy and you don't want it to be toxic, what you can do is imagine that once you've released it all into the earth, what you can do is you can explode it, and imagine that energy explodes into these millions, billions pieces of glitter. And then that glitter is what, or that energy, those pieces of energy is what gets sent back into the earth to that the earth can absorb it and recycle it. When we do this, and when we include this as part of our practice, then we're starting to engage with the planet. And part of grounding is being able to understand what our role here is in the world, and know that we are co-creating with the planet. We are co-creating with our environment and with people around us. Yes, we want to be conscious of our energy. We want to be conscientious of how we recycle it. We want to make sure that we do that in a way that's not going to be harmful. That in itself, then, when you ground that energy back into the planet and then you explode it before it dissipates into the earth, then that is one way in which you can be confident that, yes, you're releasing and you're giving the energy back to the planet in a way that is going to be useful for the planet and is not going to be harmful. What we do in a way is we're taking ownership, we're being responsible for our own energy, and we are saying, I want to recycle it, but I want to recycle it in a way that's beneficial for both of us. That is going to be the next piece, is remember that what you're doing, and do it with me, is go ahead and take a deep breath and make sure that you're slowing that breath down. Bring that breath into your lungs. Feel it expanding your shoulders, expanding your torso, expanding your belly. And then breathe it out. And then again, do a long, slow exhale. And then breathe again. And then in the second or third breath, then start feeling what is coming up in your body. Now, I've been referring to this as just energy. But the energy for you could be, like I said, it could be anxiety, or it could be fear, or it could be anger, or it could be sadness. Usually what we do is when we start feeling something in our body, the first thing that we do is we start to name it. And you don't necessarily need to name it. If you don't have a name, then that's okay. Like, we don't need to name it. But what I want to stress here is that what energy feels like for you is going to be different. And it's going to be different possibly every single time that you do this practice, just because it is something that is coming back into your awareness and into the body. When you are doing this practice, so remember that we're just at the very beginning phases. Again, this shouldn't take you very long, but the more that you do it, go ahead and practice it once, twice, three times, as many times really as you can throughout the day. The more that you do it, then the more that you're going to be releasing into the earth, the more energy that's pent up that you've been holding on to is going to be released. And when you release that, anything that isn't serving you, then that's when the peace, that feeling of peace, that feeling of tranquility has room to expand in your energy system. I'm going to leave you with that particular strategy, or this next step of the grounding process. I want to invite you to post questions, post your experiences of what is coming up for you, and continue practicing, continue this practice. If you follow along with me for the next 30 days as we move into the holiday season, then you are going to be ready to face the holiday season in a way that you won't be if you don't learn these particular practices. If you do it for 30 days, that means that it's going to become part of what you do, and it's going to become a practice that you can turn to when you are starting to feel discombobulated, or you're starting to feel an energy drain, or you're starting to feel anger, even around the dinner table. You could do this practice. Once you've gotten used to it, once you know how to do it, once it becomes a habit, then you're able to call on this practice to help you to come back into your body, to release the energy, and then to reclaim that peace, which you can do in a moment. Thank you for being here today, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe and leave us a review. Find us at soulslegacy.com. I want to acknowledge and honor your commitment to your own healing as a gift to the future. Until next time.